Egypt has expanded operations as part of the second phase in its effort to create a buffer zone in the Egyptian side of Rafah bordering Gaza. The first phase of the operation started back in October, following a terrorist attack which took the lives of 30 security personnel. The first phase of the buffer zone stretches 13.5 kilometers long and 500 meters in width, parallel to the border with Gaza. It was carried out with the evacuation of 1,156 families. The second phase is set to cover another 500 meters. This requires even further evacuations and demolitions of houses. While some hail the move as necessary to secure Egypt's Sinai, many have raised concerns over the strategy regarding the fate of the displaced families.
These people are literally snatched out of their houses, forced out of their houses, and the houses get demolished, exploded. They may spend some weeks and some months in this terrible weather that we haven't seen for decades. They spend that on the street, not even a street, it's in the desert, literally in the midst of the desert. Some may even die without any kind of concern for a human soul or anything of the sort.
The Egyptian government hopes to end all tunnel activity along the border and to limit militant operations in the Sinai Peninsula, which has cost security forces tens of fatalities over the last year. The Egyptian government is hopeful its strategy will work, and officials were quoted saying that militants have already moved a large part of their operations from Sinai to Libya. Sources have said that the buffer zone may expand to fully include all of Rafah, with its 11 villages and 75,000 residents. Egypt has been struggling with a serious militancy problem over the last year, but many are wondering if the buffer zone is going to be enough deterrent against terrorists, or will the anger of displaced families of Rafah create more problems for the Egyptian government? Karim Gamaletin, Press TV, Cairo.